to another episode of the podcast that no one listens to, that one video game book.
That's just sad.
That one video game book club. Hey, it's back. It's been like, what, 3 months since we recorded last episode or something?
Feels no,
like
it's just 2 months.
Wait, has it honestly been?
I think only 3 weeks, but okay.
Yes, that's pretty long.
Yeah, close enough.
So it's been a while, but you know, no one cares. So it's fine. It's
I fine. Care.
You care.
Well, not really.
Yeah, see? There we go. No cares given. But hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Guess who I am? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
CM.
Hi, CM. CM who?
That's not how you do it. You don't say hi, CM. I am CM, your host. Wow.
Oh, take it.
It's already like a 5 minute introduction. What? With me again, as always, are my friends Velu and Jessia.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
They're the only people always on this podcast because no one else cares about me. Work, work,
work. Yeah. No one wants to join our sad book club.
That's
we're that
right.
Sad book club that hangs out in some random lady's basement. We hand out flyers for people to join, but no one wants to join.
They just crumple.
So we
them
just
up
make way too much cake and eat it all, so we get
that's
really
right.
fat.
We take all the fun stuff and keep it for ourselves. Yeah. Like, hey, did you guys know, if you're still listening in right now, you could have won 2 games by now if you just would have fucking listened to the end and wrote in. You could have had 3 games.
Yeah, yeah, I actually have a game I can give away. I could have given away. But it's
well,
too late
we
now.
We actually put in things in the last episode that, you know, if they would have just written an email or a tweet, they could have won something.
Yeah, but they that's didn't sad. Because yeah. they don't listen.
Oh, God, that's
fuck
so
you
sad.
Guys.
They could have had my second copy of Snake's Revenge from the NES, but no one cared. Now you're never going to get it. I'm actually kind of happy about that. After I announced that, I kind of tried to cut it out of the podcast so no one would like be like, oh, I don't want any game except for Snake's Revenge. And then I lose one of my 2 copies.
Why would you need 2?
Because, you know, I don't know. I always like the idea of having 2 copies because then it's like the Le Fond Terrible project where I have Liquid Snake and Solid Snake in my hand, you know?
Is that how you call your balls as well?
Sure.
That's what I call what?
Your balls.
Yeah, well,
Liquid Snake and Solid Snake.
That's my 2 penis states whenever I'm flaccid and hard. I'm feeling really liquidy today. And then,
don't
man.
Say that.
My snake is solid.
I might know a reason why not.
Keep it liquid while we do this.
Hey, if people don't listen to this book club because it's not PG-13, then go suck your mama's titties. I don't care. This is about humor, and if you don't like the sort of humor, then, you know, lighten the fuck up, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's all good, bro. It's all good. You gotta have jokes sometimes. Or maybe because our opinions on games are just crap.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, but
you
mean,
fill
it's
in.
The best.
I bet if I right now say Last of Us is a great game, fucking 100 just listeners.
Oh, we suddenly have a listener then? Just by saying that?
Just
someone
by me
like,
lying.
Hey, wait, I sense something in this podcast.
I sense a disturbance in the podcast force. someone likes The Last of Us as much as I do. And then I say, it's a lie, that game sucks. And they're like, oh.
And then they write in the comments, you suck, we hate you, you stupid faggot.
And then they write, hey, I had a bad day yesterday. Dude who wrote me that YouTube comment that I don't understand The Last of Us and told me, basically called me a bitch. All's cool, yo. You had a bad day. I understand. It's good. You apologize for it. It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good.
Well, I got a question for you guys. It's an Ernst question. You ready for this? Did I just say so. Question?
I don't know.
It's a question.
I said that real weird. Anyway, I got a question for you guys.
Yes.
What did you do in the 5 months that we didn't record this podcast?
5 months?
It's getting more and more.
That's a really long time.
Yeah.
And really many things I could sum up I've done then.
Exactly. Well, then tell me what you did in the last 24 hours.
I've been drawing. Just basically watching TV and drawing.
Ugh, what did you watch on TV? I don't even want to ask.
I don't want to tell because it's embarrassing. I know it's embarrassing.
What did you watch?
I don't want to say it.
Say it now.
Desperate Housewives.
No,
Did you really?
Yes.
Oh,
and Beverly Hills.
What?
It's there in the morning. I get up, but there's nothing else. Well, I'm sorry.
Great. Did you play any fun games in the meantime?
Yes. I played Starbound.
Oh, really?
What's that?
No, it's like, you know, Terraria went to space.
Wow.
I think people do know what it is. If they don't, then Google it.
Some people might not know.
Yeah, true. I didn't know what it was.
You know, whenever people started talking about Flappy Bird, I'm like, what the fuck?
What is Flappy Bird?
I don't know.
It's this stupid iOS game where you touch the screen and then this bird flaps and...
Why is that a game?
Because making a game nowadays is simple as pie.
Why don't we make a game? Game.
Because I don't want to, you know, just make poo.
That's a great game. Remember that poo game we played? That was great.
We played a poo game?
You know, that guy who had to poo and then you had to go to the toilet with him.
Oh, don't... what was it called? Don't shit or don't poo?
Yeah, don't shit yourself, something.
Yeah, don't shit yourself, something like that. Oh, yeah. And if you just write shit, he shits his pants and then you lost. Yeah. It's great. That game's awesome. Still better than Flappy Bird, let me tell you that. Or any kind of weird cell phone waste time.
How about you? I can actually guess what you played. Oh, what you did? Have this feeling.
Seriously?
I have this feeling. Did you also play Starbound?
Why, yes, Jessia. I also played Starbound. Guess what? I think I even met you once on Starbound.
Did you? I was the little monkey.
That's right. You were a monkey and I was a hot robot lady.
I also think we met Velu in there.
Oh my god, Velu, did you also play Starbound?
Yeah.
I love your enthusiasm each time we record these. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, especially when we started modding the crap out of it.
That's right, man. Fucking run around with Pacific Rim robots and Metal Gear Rexes and
destroying everything.
Doing stuff. Yeah,
I got to decorate my cool ship.
That's right, you did. We had a lot of fun. And hey, if you want to play with us, you can't. So there you go. people could play with us, but I don't just allow random people to join the server because I am hosting it off of my own computer and I need to do some crazy workarounds and whatnot. And I'd like to meet the people first that I talk to, I play with.
Already lax.
To come in for an interview on That's Friday. Right.
We'll all sit down, the three of us.
Interview.
That's right. The three of us will sit down and ask you what you're doing, what your job is, how much you get per month. And then we'll see if we'll let you
How much hentai you watch a week?
That's right, because that's important, because our conversations turn weird. Quickly.
Okay.
We didn't ask what Velu did, though.
Yeah, because you don't care, you fucking assholes.
just immediately ask me what I'm doing. Velu, what did you do?
Nothing.
Oh, that's great. Let's move on. Velu, you picked a game for us to play.
Yes, indeed.
It was
indeed.
Your turn. What did you pick?
I picked Free Space 2.
Oh, wow.
Why?
But don't be that why. Why?
I'm just asking why.
Why did you pick that?
Couldn't you pick something else?
Wow. Not as a bad thing. It was just, you know, man doesn't... why? Why?
Yeah, why did you pick it?
It's one of my favorite games of the late 90s.
Oh.
And probably one of my very favorite games of all time.
That's very nice. Get ready to have it destroyed again.
So you told us to play it too.
Yeah, I made that mistake, yeah.
Well, if you never heard of Free Space 2, like, well, pretty much nobody else did. That's harsh. I never heard of the game before, and probably whoever's listening to this probably hasn't either. Maybe they have.
Unless they're awesome.
Know. Sure. Free Space 2 is a space combat sim game developed by Volition. You know, the guys who also made Saints Row and games like that.
Yeah.
And published by Interplay Entertainment. Ooh. Are they actually still around?
They are still around, but they do battle chess games with 10 people.
Awesome. That's the future of video games.
That is.
It was released back in Wait, this can't be right. I wrote down September 30th, 1988.
Wow.
That would be super impressive.
Yeah, it's 1999.
Yeah, that's the one. Oh, God. 88. Could you imagine? Oh, my God.
They wouldn't even have a system that could fucking play the game.
Not even fucking Hollywood had the technology yet. Jeez. A craziness.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's talk about Free Space 2, you know? Let's go through our typical motions and oceans. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what did we expect? I guess me and Jesse will start on this. Jesse, what did you expect when Will was all like, "Oh, let's play Free Space 2," and he told you what this game's about?
I don't know. What do you expect when someone says it's a flight like space simulator thing? Mm. I mean, like that, you know, that's a sort of genre that's very niche in a way. So I just expected spaceships
wasn't.
That flew around and shoot it. That's about it. And then I was like, no. Just the name made me go, no.
Fuck you.
Wow. The name alone just.
It's nothing, you know, mean towards the game. It's just, you know, it's not my genre. So,
yeah, it's just, you know, fuck that genre. That's what you're saying.
I just don't find the entertainment in shooting planes. Or spaceships, sorry.
Yeah, you want to shoot
what
people.
Did you expect, Sam?
Well, I've played some flight sim games. I mean, this, is, of course, could also fall under flight sim, seeing as, you know, it's just in outer space.
Yeah.
So, I expected what I got, honestly.
Yeah. As I would say, it's not, you know, it's a genre that's quite narrow in a way. You know, it's not like saying adventure, because that can stretch over many things. At least that's how I feel.
It's no Wing Commander. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's better.
I'll take your word for it, man.
I think it was very biased for me when I started, because I kind of knew that,
What?
I was very biased when I started playing it. What? That's a word.
I know, but the way you pronounce it.
I know,
biased.
I say it as way too much, but I can't help it. It's like when I say slot. It sounds like
slot.
Oh,
yeah, you do say slot a lot. it's one of the few charms
that
you got.
I dirty five words, not on purpose. It happened.
That's right. Put it in your
because,
slot.
You know, I just knew that wasn't the sort of game for me, so.
Well, I guess the most interesting expectations then would be Velu's, seeing as he liked this game a lot. Did you play the first one then at all?
Or the first one? Yeah. I played it back in the day.
All right, then what were your expectations of the second one, and did it meet up to your expectations?
No, it did.
All right, would you like to elaborate on that?
Well, when I first time played it, I actually read a review in a local gaming magazine.
Mm.
And that kind of got me hooked on it. I mean, all the screenshots from the game looked fucking amazing. And I like shooting shit in space, so. Mm. And
so you were like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God, yeah. This is the stuff. But there were a lot of things about the game that I didn't expect. But,
like,
you know. Well, I didn't expect the story to be any good. But I really liked it.
Okay.
I mean, it had everything. Everything.
What does that mean?
It's a very crazy story.
Was there romance there? Was there a love triangle?
No, because who needs that in an action game?
Yeah, there's not everything. I need, like, spaceship loving. Just you guys, like,
so you want the space love simulator.
Let's dock our ships together.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. You know?
Sick. It's making, like, oils. Ugh.
Yeah.
Now I kind of want to know if there's any hentai pictures of such a thing.
Ships, probably.
I'll find it someday. Just, you know, wait.
I know there are, you know, dirty mods for the game.
What? What?
Do the ships look like boobs then?
Yeah, some, you know, naughty stuff.
Okay, now hang on. Now you gotta explain, because as far as I've played into the game, there's no, and like, you don't meet any characters.
No.
In like, you're just, it's just a flight sim.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
What kind of dirty mods can there be?
For the ships.
Oh, God. All right. Tell me, what kind of mods do they have for the ships?
Well, there's practically everything. You want penises.
Oh, God.
Titties, ejaculation.
What?
Just go into the webs and look for them.
So you can you play a giant penis and shoot your ejaculate?
I haven't really tried those mods myself.
Along. Oh, sure, yeah. You haven't, yeah. Okay.
Right, we'll play along.
Yeah, that's like people saying...
But have you then maybe seen someone who has played with that mod on?
I've seen screenshots and videos. You heard things.
I've heard things.
Oh, come on. Don't lie. That's like saying you have Skyrim on the PC and you've never tried nude mods and sex mods. Come on. It's,
I haven't.
Everyone has.
I haven't either.
That's because you're not me. So, let's...
You just said everyone.
Everyone, as long as they're seeing.
Well, you both haven't dabbled into Skyrim mods at all, so, you know. That's my excuse that I'm using for that.
There's nothing wrong with then, nudie well, mods.
Anyways, what were your first, impressions when you started playing?
It's awfully, obviously an old PC game because it pretty much uses every key on the keyboard.
Yeah, that was really weird.
And it spaces them out in a manner where I'm like, do I play this with two hands or do I need three? I'm not sure. It's like, oh, you do your speed up and speed down with the bracket keys, but then you do other stuff with the A and W keys. I'm like, well, I'm not trying to, you know, play in Moonlight Sonata on this thing. I'm just trying to play a fucking game. What's going on?
Like you have to use the mouse.
Played with,
just a keyboard then. Oh, just joystick. Okay.
Yeah, well, that would probably be easier because I used the mouse and then it was like, something super speed up was tap, but then break was backspace, and then you have to control M and control H and shift H and alt M and God, it's like sitting in a real spaceship.
Yeah, that's right. Why it's called a space combat simulator.
But it's not what I want.
Oh my God.
Just want it
that's
all to be nicely.
That's how simulator games are. You know, they try to simulate as close as the real thing as they can.
So they want me to feel like my keyboard is like all the switches and levers in the cockpit?
Mm. Yeah.
So I need to break up my keyboard and hang some of it above me and like some of the sides so it feels like more...
That would be pretty cool. Honestly, that's pretty cool.
Is that cool?
Well, imagine if you actually had the technological know-how of, you know... building your own like makeshift cockpit.
Yeah.
And then you'd put switches. Oh, fuck, that would be awesome actually.
But I never find the gameplay hard.
Well, it's not hard.
You get
hard,
used
to
it very quickly.
It's just makes it obvious that it's an older PC game.
Mm.
Because nowadays, you know, they give you two buttons and that's it.
Yeah. Go
because
and break.
People are dumb.
Okay, yeah, well.
No, I don't think it has anything with that. I don't think necessarily that having more keys is making it harder because, you know, you can just set the difficulty down as that's it. You just gotta get used to it. Maybe if I did try to play it a bit longer, I would, you know, have gotten more used to it. But
How long did you play?
I played that 1 hour and then I was like, finally done. And then I left.
Did you play 1 hour, Villain?
No.
probably played the more. Whole game.
No, I mean, like, did Jessia play an hour?
Yeah, I did.
Pillow told me you didn't.
No, while he was here, I played it when he left.
Oh, okay. Well, all right then. Fine.
I wouldn't cheat.
Good. There's rules to this podcast.
Yes. Strict rules.
Yeah. I don't know, like... I was kind of hoping it would remind me, gameplay-wise, of Crimson Skies, which is one of my most favorite flight sim games.
Crimson Skies is a bit more streamlined, I would say.
What, you call me a hipster now?
No.
You dick?
I didn't call you a hipster, asshole.
Hey, you know, I like shooting people and being a pirate, all right? That's cool.
It is cool.
In my cool-looking Red Baron plane. Awesome shit. I don't know, like... I have a hard time getting into any kind of sci-fi. Like, the whole sci-fi genre is just very hard for me to get into. Yeah, I like Star Wars, you know, not like a super crazy fan, but never got into Star Trek. Don't watch Battlestar. None of that stuff. Just, I don't know.
Yeah, I love all that shit.
I mean, I love Mass Effect, but... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I just love Mass Effect because Tali Zora.
Yeah, and it's more like a dating simulator.
Yeah, I'm a horn dog, so what do you want to do?
Yeah, what you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? So what was your first time playing like Velu back in the day? And then also compare it to when you played it again for the podcast.
I played it first time in the year 2000. It came out in 99. I read about it, then I decided to get it because I was like, oh, space shooting, whatever, and all that. And it was fun. I mean, the controls, they took some time to get used to, but I think the tutorials did a really good job in teaching those. And I liked how everything looked in the game, how it handled. I think the voice acting was nice.
It was, yeah.
I mean, it was a really good game when I first picked up. And now that I played it, yeah, I felt the same thing. There's probably more nostalgia about it now, but...
Did it hold up for you in your mind?
Yeah, it did.
Nice.
I mean, I tried it with the HD mods that they make for it, but I actually didn't like those. So I removed. They changed too much of how their ships looked. So they didn't look, you know, as close to the originals as I would have wanted to. So yeah. I decided to play it, you know, old school style, because I just thought that looked much better.
Yeah, this is a game where I would say like. You'd only have to go to HD if you're a graphics snob. Like when I played the game, I was like, these graphics are totally acceptable for me. Like, this is totally fine. I had no problem whatsoever.
They were mind-blowing back in the 1999.
I bet. I mean, fuck, I believe it. This game does look good. No joke. I actually liked looking through space, just flying around and whatnot, and... Just shooting people and watch them explode and pieces flying everywhere. It's pretty good. Pretty good detail and everything. Shooting asteroids and little asteroids flying past
the
ship.
I guess that, you know, brings us to the atmosphere and graphics and sound stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
So
it does.
What did you like about the atmosphere? Was there any?
I'd say so. It was space.
Yeah.
You know?
A space atmosphere.
Well, like, in all honesty, I can't even remember any of the music. If there even was music.
There was music. There's a lot of good music.
I don't remember it.
Probably because you only played an hour.
I don't find it memorable either. Like, it probably might have been good in the moment, but it's not something I brought with me from there.
Yeah, the last game I could compare this to is probably Phoenix 3. And that game was...
Oh, God. You can't compare this to that.
Hang on. I'll compare it in the way that Phoenix 3 was super annoying in its music department. Like, whenever the flight sim came up, which is the best part of the game also, which is just mind-blowing, the music sucked in that game, or at least in those situations. Like, it would grind on your nerves very quickly, and the sound effects are super terrible. In this game, I just enjoyed the game. I was more focused on the gameplay than, like, sounds, you know? The sounds weren't distracting to me at all, like it was in Phoenix 3. So that's a good thing, so that has to say something.
And I think, of course, that, you know, the sounds fit to the game.
Yeah, definitely. And I like the atmosphere of actually aliens, you know, speaking alien language, and there's just like an auto translator on your ship that translated. I like that a lot. So you don't have text or whatever to read while you're listening to this alien talk, which is just weird. I guess, all in all, from what I can remember atmosphere wise, I mean, the graphics look super good for 99. So I enjoyed it. I didn't mind anything really. Nothing comes to mind that I'd be like, oh my god, this is terrible. I liked the HUD. I especially liked the HUD that you could make it brighter or darker. That was a nice touch.
No.
Don't ask me why. Yeah. It's just simple, stupid things like that that make me happy.
You could also change the colors and whatever.
That's right. You could. Which is also nice. Just, you know, I would love if they had, maybe they did, I don't know, if they would have had like a cockpit view, like where you can actually see like your panel and whatnot. That would have been nice. Because I always miss those sort of things in games like that.
That would make it more simulator-like.
Yeah. What about you, Jason?
I think it's awesome.
Well, you're the man who has to talk a lot about this game. Jason, go ahead. What do you think? Music, atmosphere, graphics?
It was, you know, like you said, it was good. I'm not saying it's a bad game, but just the fact that it's not a game that interests me. So I could appreciate the music and, you know, I bet it's a super fun game and it looked nice, but it's just not something that catches me. I just can't handle shooting ships for so long. It's too bad. If Elu says the story is apparently so good, it's just...
The story is pretty good.
How does the story play out? I mean, it's just like cockpit view and they talk, and then it's also like missions. Cutscenes. Oh, they have cutscenes? Yeah, like video cutscenes of characters and such?
Yeah.
So kind of like Wing Commander?
Kind of.
Okay. Well, it's kind of weird that they don't start off with stuff like that.
Because,
I mean, all you see at the beginning is like this interior of a giant ship, and then you just start and... The first few missions,
I mean,
you don't get to see no one.
They never show the, you know, the player character or anything like that.
Well, yeah, obviously.
I actually find the menu super confusing.
What? Clicking on these different things?
Because it's just a ship, and then I was like, oh god, I want options. Where are options? And you just hover everything like a hidden object game trying to figure out what the fuck is options.
PC games back in the day did that a lot, though.
Yeah. It's nice. It's nothing that, but it's just, cool. You know, it's so different from what you're used to from nowadays games. Yeah. Just generic, just up and down options thingy. I think it was nice, but you were just like, oh, am I in the game yet? What's going on? Am I playing? And Will is all like, go click that there. Oh, okay.
I guess it's a, you know, get used to thing.
I could have been stuck the whole hour in the menu.
Well, I think like the latest game that I could think of that also kind of does that is like the Metro games also kind of done that. Where in the second one, you have your like, card or whatever that you're looking at, and you need to select whatever you want to do. So I don't know. I never mind that really. I mean, yeah, it's
Jesus,
what is going on?
It's
raining
here.
Somewhere. Hailing.
Jesus.
Yep.
Oh my god. We're getting interrupted by hail, everybody.
Yeah.
Bella, are you gonna be okay?
I don't know. Beating up my window pretty bad.
Sounds really crazy.
Damn, man.
Jesus.
Then stuff.
Jesus. Is it slowing down already, or?
It's kind of.
That was beautiful. It's just more like someone started throwing stones at your window.
Yeah, angry mob coming to get me again.
For a second, Velu's audio was totally fine. All of a sudden, there was like wind. I'm like, well, what is that? There's just shit flying everywhere, apparently.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, there's some thundering and shit.
Velu's being angry because we just don't appreciate the game as much as him. He's starting to destroy his place in anger.
He's calling the angry gods, but they turn on him. Because God's like, yeah, this game's kind of boring, man.
Yeah, God. Perfect moment for nature to go apeshit on me.
Thanks for fucking with the podcast.
Yeah.
Now Jessia just needs to drop out, and then everything's perfect. Oh, jeez. Well, let's talk about the main character. There's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, it's just,
I don't
you know.
I didn't really meet him all that much.
Well, of course you didn't, because you're the main character.
Yeah.
It was just me.
Yeah. You just go, you know, mission to mission.
Well, so...
They're all like, you're doing good. And
Is there a secondary character that's important? Like the love of your life or whatever?
No. There's only, you know, the... leaders and the rebellion dude.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Cool.
It's not based on the characters.
I guess we'll go into the next topic that we have, which probably isn't answerable either. But was there a deeper meaning to this game? Like, you know, why did they fight?
Again, I think this is really a game that's more targeted to gameplay than story. Even if Velu claims all that story is great, I think it's still, you know, more about the actual.
You wanna hear the premise and the story?
Do it.
I mean, the game starts when after the first Great War against the alien invaders, C1s.
Mm-hmm.
That is. Cosmic destroyers that just appear and destroy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Think of them as the Reapers from Mass Effect.
Cool, alright.
And there's, you know, in the first game you defeat them. You ally with the Vasudan, the friendly aliens, and you kick the Seaman's ass. And then
wait, so you befriend them and then you kick their ass?
No.
A different alien race.
Yeah. Okay, good. Just because it was evil.
Do you want me to go through the whole history of the game?
No, please don't.
Wow, I would have said yes.
Okay. It starts when humans discover subspace portals that allows them to travel, you know, great distances in the space.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like the things in Mass Effect.
The relays, yeah.
Yeah, they relays.
And then they use them and they meet the first alien race, the Vasudans.
Okay.
And then they fight. So it's kind of like, you know, when humans meet Turians in Mass Effect.
Yeah.
And they have a fight.
Wait, is Mass Effect just stolen from this game, basically?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
So, and then, you know, they fight and then the... C1s appear, the cosmic destroyers, so they have a peace, the Vasudans and the humans, so they can fight against the cosmic destroyers. And they don't know why they want to destroy everything, but they just do. Nobody knows what you're going to do. And basically, in the end of the first game, they got this indestructible ship that's heading to Earth to destroy Earth. But you are able to destroy the ship. But as the ship, you know, blows up, it collapses the subspace portal, so nobody can travel to Earth or out of Earth anymore.
Oh, that's sad.
And Free Space 2 starts from the people who were cut off from Earth.
Okay.
And there's peace amongst the humans and Vasudans. But then there's, you know, the Terran front, all about, you know, no aliens. Kind of like in Mass Effect.
So the racists.
And there's a civil war. And okay. That's how you goes the first portion of the Free Space 2. It's about fighting against these, you know, racists.
So, hang on. Do you play the same character from Free Space 1?
No.
No? Then no. How did your character that you play in Free Space 2, how did he even get there?
He's one of those that got cut off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but wouldn't that mean like that he was a character before in the game and suddenly now he's just like, okay, this is now... And what happened to the guy you play in Free Space 1?
No, I mean, I don't know. Dies?
Oh, that's...
Gets stuck on Earth?
That's disappointing.
Hmm. Who knows?
So the character from the second game, is he also one of the people that gets stuck there? Or like, I don't know.
He gets stuck in the colonies.
Ah, okay. All right, I got you then. Continue.
Yeah.
Civil War.
Yeah, there's Civil War. And then they find these big subspace relay thingies. And they venture out to this weird space that's all hazy and red and stuff. And they meet the Xilans there. And that's the second invasion of the Xilans to the colonized planets. And that's the second portion of the game where you just try to survive and destroy the Xilans.
Okay.
And then there's a lot of, you know, political turmoil and the rebellion dudes and weird stuff happening that I don't want to go into detail because fuck you guys for not playing it. And it ends in a cliffhanger, basically.
What?
And they never made a third game.
No. Did they? I'm still waiting for the third game.
That sucks.
Basically, you... It's just, you know... You try to save regular people out from this one system that the Xilans are destroying. And you either, there's two endings, you either die or you, you know, get out with the last of the people. And that's where the game ends. And where I started to wait for the third one, and that never came.
No. That's sad. Well, maybe someday in the future. Maybe it'll get kickstarted.
Yeah. Well, THQ owned the rights.
Oh.
And Interplay bought them back.
Oh, so it's going to be a chess space simulator next.
Yeah, it just isn't going to be a new Free Space.
Well, that kind of... Why even buy that property if you're not going to do anything with
it? Well, they were the original publisher and nobody else was buying it, so...
Well, then just let it float around in outer space.
Yeah. Yeah, the basic plot of the Free Space games is very much Mass Effect.
It sure sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
The basic, when I first played Mass Effect, I was like, oh my god, they copied everything from Free Space.
Pretty much sounds like it, yeah, totally. And just smack some more races in there.
Yeah, some...
actually, some simulator stuff. People. Mm. Yeah.
Have sex with aliens. It's dead.
Yeah, it's... When you play the game, you know... You really get, you know, involved with the story. It feels good. It's a good story. All right.
Well, shit. Well, I guess... There's... Tons of loose ends, seeing as it ends on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious right now. Spoilers. This is going to be the end. Tell me about the end. Why is a cliffhanger? What happens?
Well, didn't I tell you?
I don't know. I might have already forgot.
You just said loose ends.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, your last mission... Evacuate people from this one system. The Xilans are making the sun go supernova, the star of that system. And you jump out or die. And that's the game. You never defeat the Xilans or anything. It just ends
that
there.
That does seem like a bit of a crappy ending when there isn't a second one to go.
Yeah.
Third one.
Yeah, third one. Yeah, well, I mean, no.
Yeah, and... Yeah, 14 years I've been waiting for a sequel.
You think it's gonna happen?
No. Let's make our own sequel.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I want sequel anymore.
Yeah, I can kind of understand. Because then you just get high expectations and usually they don't.
They'd probably just dumb it down a lot as well.
And make romance and stuff in it. And,
Nothing wrong with romance. Maybe you can have like a relationship with your ship.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
I wonder if that's a thing as well. Oh, now I gotta know.
Let's find that, like a spaceship dating sim.
Oh, God.
Well, if there's one with pigeons, then, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And maybe there's like a car, one with cars.
Oh, car God. Simulator.
Let's just make a company that makes a bunch of stupid simulator games just based on everything. Just sit in a room, look around, be like, huh, wrench dating simulator. Yeah, I'd love to make love to a lug nut or whatever. Shit like that. That's the kind of company that probably would even thrive, in all honesty. That's kind of sad.
Probably would, yeah.
Cough drop dating simulator.
Cough drop, oh my God.
Dude, today's video game market, make something weird and dumb.
Yeah, people like it.
It'll sell. I mean, Goat Simulator, best example right there. Fucking put out a broken game, everybody's going to play it. Why not?
As long as it seems to be, like, fun and weird.
I mean, if Quap gets sold nowadays, that says everything.
It's sold?
Yeah, people are buying it. It's you can buy it on like cell phones and shit.
Oh God!
Quap's a game now. Just like Surgeon Simulator, which used to be free, suddenly a game. Like,
how do you spell Quap?
Q-U-A.
Oh, there. What is Quap? Oh, that.
And I said A.
Yeah, it's O.
Oh, basically that. Yeah. Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, well, you know. And of course,
there's one of those joke games that people like to play because they're so dumb.
there's a million videos on it on YouTube, Let's Plays, because, you know, why not?
Yeah.
Probably people even put out mods so you can, I don't know, Quap as Obama or something like that. I don't know.
That's strange. Yeah,
what the fuck?
That's
just I don't know. That's just. It's weird.
But yeah, back to Free Space. I mean, like, it seems like a nice game. And I mean, if you really like these sort of games, I think you'll enjoy it, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's, you know, gameplay is cool. I mean, you guys never got to the really big, intense battles, did you?
Like, I couldn't find anything that I particularly find wrong other than the fact that it just wasn't, you know, for me.
Because
I was the issue.
Space Combat Simulator.
I was the issue.
That's right. I mean, like, I don't know. I feel it's always kind of hard playing older games that have elaborate controls compared to nowadays where everything is like, oh, it all has to fit on a joystick. You know, everything needs to be controller playable. Like, it's kind of hard stepping back into those games, especially if it's like, and something you've never played before. You know, I mean, Crimson Sky is also very heavy on its keyboard commands and whatnot, but, you know, I played that game as a kid, so I probably wouldn't have a problem jumping back into it. I don't know, I haven't played in ages. But it's to me, it's kind of hard to jump back into games that just have crazy controls. Like Deus Ex, that's another good example. Deus Ex has... It pretty much uses every key on the keyboard. Yeah, the first time I played that, I was like, what? What the fuck am I even doing? What button do I press to do anything in here?
Well, it was back in the day when, you know, there were PC exclusive titles.
Yeah.
And they made complete use of the keyboard and mouse.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, if you really like older games, you want to check out some cool, you know, I'm going to call this retro. If you want to check out a retro space sim game, space flight sim game, I should say, this is for you.
It's probably one of the best space combat simulators ever made.
Yeah, and I mean,
it is the best flight simulator I have played.
If you're a perv, you can have dongers fly around shit. That's cool, I guess.
And again, but I still if you don't like if there's a favorite sci-fi song you wanna you know, play. You can download some mods as well.
Can you play Star Trek stuff?
I think you can.
Probably. If you can play, you know, flying penises, then, you know.
Well, hang on. I mean, most mods that get made for games are usually always nude mods. It's just the way it is. I mean, the fact that there's nude sort of mods. Well, apparently, flying donger.
So strange. They're just games that shouldn't have
nudes. Like Starbound, for instance.
That's also weird.
Fucking avian bird penis. What
the fuck? It's so the best. I mean, like, they're so tiny sprites. The fact that you would like them to be naked is just strange.
I don't get that either.
They're kind of already naked when you do take their clothes off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a couple of pixels around the genitals.
I mean, if it were like Street Fighter size, you know, sprites, and I'd be like, okay, I know what these body parts are supposed to be. I mean, a nipple is basically just one pink pixel. That's...
Dude, it almost is there at all.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Why are we speaking of this?
I don't know! Filler!
It just went there. We're done with free space, I think.
Yeah, we're pretty much done.
Yeah, you were done before you even played it, you fuckers.
Whoa!
It's just... There are certain games that just don't speak to certain people.
Yeah, that is true.
And even if someone, even if everyone said that, oh, this is the best game ever, and I just, you know, it wouldn't be me. Even if God told me that, this is the best game ever, I made this with my own hands, then I'd be like, God, I just do not like these kind of games. So, yeah.
I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with the game itself. You know, it worked well. It had great sound. It looked good.
Yes.
It was tiny bit of fun, but just not all that fun.
Not Jesse kind of fun.
Yeah, I was about to say. It was fun. I enjoyed it. It just, you know, didn't speak to me as much as I'd hope.
You were too lazy to get into the controls.
No, that's not true.
It has nothing with the controls. I've played other games that are just as weird and complex than controls.
It's just a game that I, you know, like, there's so many different buttons I have to remember that I feel like I personally have to play the tutorial more than once. Especially with having, you know, doing control A commands or something extra, you know, combination keys. I just, one tutorial doesn't remember
all the controls.
Yeah, I mean, there really were a lot of different commands.
Like, you could shift, control, alt, almost several keys on your keyboard.
Yeah, I'm the same kind of guy who, whenever he plays an MMO, sometimes has to look at the keyboard to see if I'm pressing one or two right now. I don't know. All right. I can tell you where every button on every controller ever is, but I do not know how to use a keyboard, so excuse me. I just can't. All right. It's like, I remember the first time I played, Mass Effect on PC, and I streamed it, and I immediately changed it to controller controls just because it felt weird to me on a PC and all the hotkeys and everything I could play. And I remember when I streamed and some guy came in, he complained, "That's not how you play Mass Effect, you play with the keyboard blah, 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 and the keys." I'm like, fuck you, man. I play it on console first because that's where it came out first, bitch. And that's just the way I know it. That's it. Nah. Too many keys. I can't look around on keys. So hard. Having a hard time. Why am I the only one talking right now?
I can understand.
Because we are dwelling in your sadness, and we're all feeling super depressed.
Why? Because I played Mass Effect with a controller?
I'm just thinking, what a bitch.
No, man.
Just joking.
I'm just saying, man. It's hard. I liked the game from what I played.
Yeah, objectively, you know? It is a nice game.
Yeah, but it's not something I'd play immediately because, like I said earlier, it kind of plays against because I don't like sci-fi that much. So that didn't suck me in at all.
Yeah, might have been a better idea if we had played this back in 1999.
Oh, yeah, then it probably would blow my mind. Because, you know, back then I was impressionable and I played space games as well. Yeah. And I'm just like, eh.
Back then I played some weird shit.
That's right. Yeah.
Like, back then I played Yobi Spelling Bee.
Actually, back then
I wasn't even born. Oh, yeah, it was 99. Now I'm back at the 88 like you, so I'm super confused. Why'd you screw that up?
I don't know. I guess I was thinking of my birth or something. I'm so much of a narcissist, and I'm like, yeah, that's... Yeah. Idiot was
everything surrounds the day I was born.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll be spelling bee.
That's right. Well, we have 10 more minutes before we hit an hour. Well, 9 minutes now. So let's find some filler.
Who cares?
I'm gonna announce the game that we're gonna play for next time.
Go ahead. Do that.
I decided that we should play Stacking.
Now you know. Stacking by Double Fine.
Yes.
The same kind of people.
You are basically playing babushka dolls. Jump into each other.
The same kind of people that release Broken Age and Psychonauts and.
Yep. Exactly.
Like Booty Pie.
God, don't remind me.
Don't say that, people.
It's a curse bird.
It is to me. It's like. When I saw that on Twitter yesterday. All right, here we go. Let me explain this for you if you don't know. Yesterday, I was on Twitter and I saw that Double Fine, they bought the rights, or you know, they're gonna publish some indie game. I don't remember the game. Clash Beast, something like that. I don't know. Anyway, they said like, oh, there's already great Let's Plays of this game. Check this one out. And it was a PewDiePie video. I'm like, seriously, Double Fine? You're going to take the guy who already gets a million views if he just puts up a video of him farting, all right?
Well, that's basically what he does.
Well, pretty much. And I'm like, come on. Like, oh, and I hate that guy. So, you know, that doesn't help. And I see this and I'm like, oh, God. And then I had a moment of weakness and I turned to a little bitch and I said, I got to unfollow Double Fine. So I did. Because, you know, I was like, you like someone I don't? No, I'm friend. So I did that.
Definitely show them.
Yeah, exactly.
They're probably scared shitless right now. Oh, man. Demon followed
some
us.
People.
What are we going to do?
I also heard today about apparently this one streamer guy. I don't remember his name. But he got like 5,000 something. Was it 500k in donations or some shit?
Oh my god.
Dollars? Oh, it's really crazy. I don't know. Where's my money? Like,
that's what I think. Like,
send up donations.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be happy if just fucking like two people would write comments to this podcast, or if I could get like 20 people in a fucking stream watching my stream. And then there's other people just giving money away to people who stream with shittier quality than my streams. Like, fuck, what?
I mean, I even bought a new mic just for this podcast.
That's right. And it's not like we're not putting effort into it. Yeah. Fuck.
I'm not.
Wow. It's insane, like, really.
Yeah, send us money.
Yeah, it's time to be popular by Velu making his cooking show and me just doing stupid reviews.
That's
on
how
games.
The internet just is. There are often people who don't seem to provide much in quality, yet they get so much love and admiration.
You must scream more on dull rape jokes. That seems to be the thing to be popular.
It seems like it's really sad when I watch people like Pat the NES Punk, who does like really good reviews on retro video games, especially Nintendo games, you know, really good reviews. He puts a lot of time, effort into it. And then someone who just sits in front of a mic playing a stupid game like Goat Simulator gets all the attention and tons of money for just sitting there and talking. Not even doing like crazy editing or whatnot, or doing skits or like real, like, I don't know, like acting shit. Not it blows my mind. Like, I mean, everyone could do it. I could sit down right now and be like, oh, I'm going to start a Let's Play channel. But in all honesty, I find that repulsive to just jump on the bandwagon like that. It's,
you know, it's the same thing everywhere. Like, let's say when I browse DeviantArt.
Yeah.
Then you come across some people who draw, I don't know, furries seem to be really popular.
Oh, God, yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to bash someone, but they're not technically good. You know, they're quite mediocre. And they have like a million viewers. And then you find someone who does something super amazing, cool, interesting, cartoony, crazy, like out of this world. Mm. And they have like two watchers. And it's, you're just like, where is the fairness in this world? That,
yeah, it's
you know, just by doing what everyone likes. I don't know. If you want fame there, you have to apparently do furries and ponies. And if you want fame on YouTube, you have to fart and
scream and
weird
rape
and
jokes.
Nasty and do rape jokes. And it's just...
I seriously don't understand how, like... I mean, most Let's Plays that seem to be popular are the ones that always just make stupid jokes about the game. And, like, I mean, I stream here and there, and I honestly, I can't do that. I can't play the game just to make fun about it. You know, I actually play a game to beat it, to have fun with it. I can't sit there. I don't understand, like, how is that entertaining? Going out of your way to make the game look dumb or making fun of it. I don't get it. Like, if the game doesn't support humor on its own, like, for instance, you know, when this weekend we played through Disaster Report, that game was fantastic. It was so bad.
It was fun.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I can't wait to play the next one. But on the other hand, like, let me ask you, would you really wish to have all those weird viewers who actually, you know, like that kind of...
No. Not those viewers. I would like to have more people that I could talk to about just games in general and shit, like we're already doing. But I do not want these. Like, every time I go on other people's channels and watch their YouTube videos, like channels that I subscribe to, and then all of a sudden one of their fans comes over and they say, "Oh, this product is stupid." Like, what was it? What was it yesterday? I watched some video about something that I found interesting. Oh, I remember now. I watched How To Basic. If you haven't heard of How To Basic, it's just some dude who makes over the top crazy videos. And if you ask me, yeah, they're kind of disgusting. They're stupid, but there's so much production value in there. The editing, just the if you're into weird stuff, the comedy is great. And I read one of the viewers' comments, and apparently it was a lady. I don't know. I had a lady as a profile picture, but you know, nowadays, who knows? Anyway, she said, like, "Oh, this is terrible. How could this be funny? This is just disgusting. Wasting all this, this food, and you know, people in Africa could live from that." And I was like, okay, I'm gonna look what this person watches on the side. And what did she watch? PewDiePie, of course. Of course you do. What else would you watch and complain about shit like that for? Are you insane, woman? Or man? Or child that's 12 and, you know, didn't ask the parents if you can go on the internet because parents don't fucking care anymore nowadays. But Jesus Christ. How can you complain about someone else's video that actually puts, like, production value in there when you watch someone who just sits in front of a camera and makes rape jokes?
Well, you know.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I know.
Blows my mind. I feel like we're talking about this every damn time nowadays.
We do. But it's also an issue.
Old people just complaining about
it. Yeah. And honestly, I'm totally fine with being an old person that just complains.
Get off the lawn!
Fuck this generation.
I'm not really all that old. I'm almost part of that generation.
I know.
You're bashing.
It's so awful. I'm like, ah, so bad.
Yeah.
Make more entertaining stuff. Dicks and shit.
But that's, again, you know, Raza mentioned people afraid to do new stuff because they know what they can get their success on.
They're just
and people
trend
are really
people.
Hungry for success.
Yeah, but, you know, make success with your own thing. Don't just copy what everybody else does. I mean...
But that's hard.
The thing. They don't
want
to do something
so
original. They just want the money.
But Let's Plays are just so unoriginal. Like, no matter how you do it, if you have a face cam in there or not, if you do, like, oh, something happens, all of a sudden you got flashing text, it doesn't matter. They're just lame.
They're
super
original,
lame.
You know, years and years ago.
Dude, they're never original.
When one
never
dude
have
was
been.
Doing it.
Like I said before, someone could say, like, oh, streaming is just like Let's Playing. No, because you can actually interact with the person who's playing the game, while Let's Plays, you can't.
Yeah, it's just one dude playing in a dark room.
Yeah.
And saying whatever.
if someone gets stuck in a game on a stream, you can tell them, oh, you need to do this. You know, I played this before. I checked the FAQ. This is what you do. If it's a Let's Play, you just go into the comments and rage how he didn't do what he needs to do. What's that going to do? Nothing, because he recorded this 5 months earlier and just now is uploading it. So, yay. Mm. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
You want to talk about something else that makes me really aggressive?
No.
Okay, let's do it. Today, today they announced one of Samus's, you know, Samus from Metroid.
Yeah, I know. One of her.
Okay, they announced one of her alternative costumes, the Zero Suit Samus, for the new Smash Brothers games. And it's basically the outfit that Samus is wearing at the end of the original Metroid, which is just a tube top and, like, bikini panties.
I saw that too, yeah.
You saw that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's flipping the fuck out and calling Nintendo sexist.
They even wrote that it's actually a lady who made it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
so funny.
What's wrong with people?
Apparently showing, you know, female with less clothes is automatically sexist nowadays.
Yeah, the worst thing is about that, though, is that most people that say it's sexist are men.
I don't find it sexist.
I don't find it sexist either. Because, I mean, it's an outfit she wore in the Nintendo game, the very first Nintendo game. So it's an homage, all right? Yes, she does have a very, you know, busty body and looks very good for a female character. But what's the goddamn problem? Like, nobody complained about Dante from Devil May Cry 3, you know, sitting there in his workplace. All this stuff. Like, nobody complains when men are basically nude in games. Like, I should have complained about Metal Gear Solid 3 when they showed the, you know, the torture scene where they showed a Big Boss with no shirt on.
What about Raiden running around naked?
Exactly. What about that? He had clothes on.
It's really hard issue to, you know, address, because in one way it can be seen as sexist, but in another way it can be the total opposite, you know. Like, maybe also making all female characters covered up, isn't that kind of, you know, sexist too?
Exactly. It's a losing battle. You can't win because there's just no improvement, you know. You do it,
I think
you're sexist. You don't do it, you're sexist as well.
You can do is to make a lady who is just, you know, big boobs, and then she's really, really dumb. I know there are ladies like that, but that's maybe, you know, like, honestly, to me, they can do everything they want to Samus, because I know she is a clever lady.
Yeah.
And a cool lady. She has a personality. She has the strength and all. So they could give her gigantic boobs, and I wouldn't find her sexist.
Exactly. Like, it seems like everybody forgets what the person actually does, like that character, and just focus on what they wear. Like,
yeah, that's very shallow. Just, you
and
know,
that is sexist,
judging
that
people by their appearance.
Yeah. It's, in all honesty, it reminds me of this anime I watched today called Rail Wars. There's this one female. Yeah, honestly, this is the perfect example, because this one female, she's always super tough and acting kind of manlike, you know? She doesn't enjoy the female things. And in this episode today, she wore a dress. And then the main character's like, oh, you can also wear that? She's a fucking woman. Of course she can. Just because she's tougher doesn't mean that she can't act like a woman. So same thing with Samus. She's a badass broad, you know, she'll kick ass no matter what, but she can also dress like a lady. What's a big fucking deal?
Yeah, let the ladies dress as they like.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, Jesus, it's so ridiculous. It's like they imagine, like, Ripley from Alien could never wear a dress ever. She'd always have to wear something that Arnold would wear, the fucking just super muscly gear stuff like that. She can't look like a normal woman. Like, it's still a woman, you know?
Exactly.
Just making her, giving her the clothes that she, if they're a little bit skimpy, sure, you know, it's there to, you know, impress.
I mean, it's the person
here
watching
there,
it,
but fuck,
putting the meaning to the
outfit. That's the problem. Like, Jessica could draw something right now, a lady in a bikini, and then people could say, oh, it's sexist because she's showing too much skin. It's so ridiculous. this whole white knight thing everybody's got going on nowadays. Everybody's just trying to, you know, voice their opinion on how everything is so bad. And I'm such a good guy because I don't like it. Like, fuck, if you don't like it, don't play it. Simple as that.
I think the moment you try to make a character and you focus too much on not making it sexist, then in a way you are making it sexist by, you know, putting too much focus on that issue.
It would be sexist in the game if they would always have like a camera shot starting at the bottom of her leg, slowly, you know, moving up to her butt, and then she turns around and
taking that camera inside her butt and outside
the
butt.
That's not sexist. That's just perverse. But, you know, the typical thing that anime is, you're like, oh, let's show off the ladies' assets. You know, let's, you know, stuff like that. That would kind of be like, oh, all right, come on. It's overstepping your boundaries. But then if you do that with a man, like, you'd focus on his muscles and then his pectorals, everyone would be like, haha, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
No, that's fucking sexist. No.
Like you say, I actually, like you said, that it's mostly men who seem to go on about it. I think that too, because, you know, every lady I've talked with about that don't seem to care, because basically we know that, you know, does it matter for us in any way? No, it doesn't, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a video game character, so.
Yeah, calm the fuck down,
right?
What's
the fuss?
Also, if you don't like portrayal of women in video games, hey, there's a simple, simple answer and resolution to that. Make your own fucking game with a character that's female who wears a trench coat. There you go. Done deal. Not sexist. Don't even show that she has any skin. Make her wear gloves and a mask for all that fucking anyone cares. Jesus Christ, people. Get a fucking life.
People, game companies are already starting to make more diverse characters, you know.
Yeah.
And ladies too, so.
Also,
I see it improving on it. So that they're not just all that same kind of lady. I think that's more the issue, that there are too many of this same kind.
I mean, I'm glad they, you know, moved kind of away from the damsel in distress. That was pretty much the staple of females back in the day.
See, that's more sexist. Putting them in those situations and giving them that sort of personality is more sexist than dressing them in a certain way.
Yeah, but what everybody seems to forget is that even back in the day, like before the 2000s, we had characters that were female that, you know, didn't have that kind of characteristic. I mean, just again, Peach. Eleanor Ripley from the Alien movies.
No.
Where is she the, you know, the typical woman from back in the day?
And Samus wasn't either.
No.
Just exactly.
Everyone thought that was a dude.
It was revealed that he was a, you know, a lady.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it seems like only now with, you know, the whole multimedia massive social networking going on, that everybody who's stupid is voicing their opinion on how sexist things are when they're actually not. And in all honesty,
I mean,
never really have been.
You know what the issue is?
What?
When we got more globalized and then everyone learned about Japan. And there are just boobs everywhere. There's the problem.
Yet,
but really,
still,
it's not that big a problem.
The problem is, you know, the more people put, you know, time to it and complain about it and, you know, make it a big deal, the, you know, it's never gonna get fixed that way.
Oh,
because you're
not
just, you know, putting it up there over and over again.
You know,
ignore that shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, do something to change it. Like I said, make your own game. You know, make that one character that every female video game character has to look up to nowadays. I mean, it's so dumb. Like, another thing I thought of is, it's kind of weird how when Mass Effect came out, you know, and it was always advertised that, you know, you play a guy. But of course, as we know, you can also play female Shepard, right? Mm-hmm. That's cool. Everyone's happy with that. Oh, you can also play a woman. Cool. Then they announce for Smash Brothers the Wii Fit Trainer, right? Female. And then they announce one of the alternate costumes is the male Fit Trainer. And people like, oh, that's sexist. Why must there also be a man? What? So if it's a man and, you know, you can also change a man to a lady, that's fine. If it's the other way around, it's sexist. I don't understand your logic, sir. Stupid.
Yeah.
Just, you know, stop being dickbags. Stop trying to impress women over Twitter about saying how you find something sexist and hoping that some lady that's also off her goddamn rocker being like, oh, this guy knows what sexist. Totally cool. Fucking stop. Stop, guys. Seriously. Yeah,
they're just video games.
Yeah. Fucking, you know what you should fight for? Female game designers or just females in the video game industry in a whole not being treated correctly, still being treated like, oh, they're just women. You know, they can't do as much as men, and them getting lower pay and not being taken serious. Change that. Don't complain about someone making games, because if you don't like them, like I said before, just don't fucking play them. Mm. Don't give those companies your monies by buying the game. And if you're going to say, well, it's just the one character I have a problem with, well, then way to go on sticking up on your apparent morals where you say, oh, I don't like this, but I like the other people, so I'm still going to pay for it. You're not helping. You're just feeding the problem then, if that is your standpoint on a thing. So fucking do something. Don't be a dickbag.
Yeah. I guess we can wrap things to that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Let's end that on
with
that
a lot of random ranting in the end.
Yeah.
This has been a sort of special edition.
I know.
Because people didn't like Free Space 2.
Oh, come on.
Well, that's a great way to introduce who we are. Here we are.
That's right. We have opinions, too, that no one cares about. Because
opinions are
you
like
also
assholes.
One of those who have opinions and no one cares about them? Write them to us.
Yeah. Woo. We'll actually read them and then discuss them. Yeah. Also, before I forget, if you actually listen to this podcast, because apparently there are people who do that, though I wonder if they always listen to the end, then I don't know. If you're going to listen to this podcast, you're going to have to go to YouTube soon, because we are reaching our upload limit. And honestly, I don't feel like paying a shit ton of money for a podcast that nobody seems to be interested in. Yeah, exactly. So you'll have to go to YouTube. I'll put a link in the description where you can find the next episode.
Yeah. Write hi to us there. We want to know if you're there.
Right. If you like it, if you disagree.
That's your challenge. Write hi to us.
That's right. What can you win? I don't know. The title
can
of not
win being
a
high
dick.
Back. We'll reply everyone who writes.
There you go. Jesse is going to reply to everybody personally.
Yes. I won't.
I bet they don't care because you're not a woman. Oh, wait, that's sexist. Anyway, next game, like we said, is going to be stacking. Be there, be square. Something.
You stacked in someone else.
That's right.
Oh, God.
So terrible. This is that one video game book club. I don't know how to end this, so I'm just going to say bye.
We'll see you
guys
next time.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.